Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Good morning to everyone. And welcome this morning to this glorious day the Lord has made. I hope you enjoyed the nice fresh weather we had just a couple of days ago. It's gone now, unfortunately. Pray it comes back soon. But all in all, we come rejoicing because God is the merciful God. But in that mercy, He calls you and me to follow that example and be mercy to each other. So we welcome all of you this day as we come to worship our wonderful God, and all of you join us via television, radio, internet, and social media. Welcome to all of you. As always, here at the Cathedral, we pray for you and all your loved ones, praying that all of you and all of us are staying safe from this virus, and praying for all those that are afflicted by that virus this day. Those of you in hospitals or at home, know that we carry you in our hearts and in our prayer, that the angels watch over you. And we pray for all of our families who have lost their loved ones due to the virus or any other ailments that are out there. We pray for you this time of sorrow, and know that the beauty of what Christ has promised is now your loved ones in heaven. My dear family, trusting in that mercy that God bestows upon us when we call upon Him to do so, let us seek that mercy for ourselves. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. And Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Glory to God. Let us pray. Look upon us, O God, creator and ruler of all things, and that we may feel the working of your mercy, grant that we may serve you with all our heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Sirach. Wrath and anger are hateful things, yet the sinner hugs them tight. The vengeful will suffer the Lord's vengeance, for he remembers their sins in detail. Forgive your neighbor's injustice, then when you pray, your own sins will be forgiven. Could anyone nourish anger against another and expect healing from the Lord? Could anyone refuse mercy to another like himself? Can he seek pardon for his own sins? If one who is but flesh cherishes wrath, who will forgive his sins? Remember your last days. Set enmity aside. Remember death and decay, and cease from sin. Think of the commandments. Hate not your neighbor. Remember the Most High's covenant and overlook faults. The word of the Lord.
To anger and
Reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, none of us lives for oneself, and no one dies for oneself. For if we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord. So then, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For this is why Christ died and came to life, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, Pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
What comes to us this day in the scriptures is nothing new. It's just a simple reminder. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that in this cathedral this morning, and those of you watching, by the way, that there is not a single person present here who has not been guilty of sin. If you feel I'm calling you out, I am. But don't worry, I'm calling myself out too. You're all guilty of it. Now, maybe you haven't been told that directly, but you are today. Not by me, but by the Lord. But the book of Sirach is very direct to you and to me. The book of Sirach does not hold back. Forgive your neighbor's injustice. Then when you pray, your own sins will be forgiven. Stating that you are already in that sin. First, you know, earlier in the week we talked about how we always are pointing out the splinter in our brother's eye. And the scripture reminded you and me, why don't you worry about the wooden beam in yours? And the reality of it is, this weekend, the Lord really calls you and me to focus on that. To focus on giving our whole heart to Him. As much as that heart longs from Him to be forgiven, remember, what is asked of that heart by God is that it not forget. That it not forget what it once asked for and received when that heart is asked for the same thing from another heart. So that the beauty of what's meant to flow one from another will be what is received, and that is mercy, love. In the gospel this day, we see how Peter is approaching Jesus and asking him what in Jesus' eyes is a ridiculous question. Peter, why are you caught up on how many times you're supposed to forgive? I never told you how many times. I simply told you to forgive, period. But we always want to put a condition. But you can't. Not when it comes to the love of God. Because when it comes from His love, it's ever-flowing, everlasting, ever-forgiving when it comes to you and me. And so it must be that if we dare to be a recipient of such a love, we must be willing to be a deliverer of that love. The psalm this day sums it up. The Lord is kind and merciful. He is slow to anger, rich in compassion. Now, ask yourself this question. Are you kind? Are you merciful? Not just to the select few, that's easy to forgive. You know, wives, I know it's always easy to forgive your husbands, always. Husbands, I know it's always easy to forgive your wives. Good for you. Why are the husbands looking at me like, I don't know what you're talking about, Father? Are you slow to anger? And are you rich in compassion? Family, if we dare to say that the Lord is, which He is, by the way, if we're created in the image and likeness of He who is our God, then that must mean we are kind, we are merciful. We must also be slow to anger and rich in compassion. Yes, spouses, you're supposed to show that to each other. When are spouses supposed to forgive each other? As soon as the argument is over, boom, you're supposed to forgive each other. The Lord says, do not delay. It's not about give me some time, give me some space. Not about that. Before you leave each other's presence, forgiveness must be shown. Are we there yet? Parents with children, children with parents, are you there yet? That before you leave each other's presence, before you hang up over whatever, that you have forgiven each other. The Lord says, don't delay. Friends to friends, siblings to siblings, we must be slow to anger and rich in what matters, compassion, so that we will imitate the Lord in every way that we are meant to be kind and merciful. It is of great need, my dear family, in our families, in our communities, in our world. The Lord is not asking for something impossible from you or from me. He's not. We convince ourselves. If you've convinced yourself it's too difficult, then you're thinking like man, not like God. And if you think like man, you're going to end up in the grave, dead. But when you think like God, then it won't be difficult because you will realize what it brings you. It brings you a freedom. A freedom, it really does. To rejoice and be happy. And you will stay the way God meant for you to stay. Free. When you realize that what He shows to you and calls you to show to one another, we all are called to show that to each other, then we will truly live out the Christian way. But live it out. It's not just simply about saying, I forgive you. No, it's far more than that. It's letting it have its meaning from your heart, because even Satan can say, I forgive you. Even Satan can say, I believe in God, but he cannot show. He cannot fulfill the act that comes from the Lord. And when I say it's more about just lip service, because there's a lot of lip service out there. I forgive you. And then a week later, a month later, well, don't you remember when you... Ooh, how often that happens. I was like, didn't you say you forgave me? Why are you bringing that up? How often you carry the garbage just in case, and then you're going to dig into it. Look, remember this. My family, true forgiveness means erasing. It's erasing, non-existent anymore from that moment on. Because that's exactly what God does for you and for me when we confess our sins. And that kind of mercy, that kind of love is what we are meant to share with each other, so that what we do have, that unity, that beautiful gift of togetherness, will never be broken over anything, but will stay strong, and you will stay unified. So celebrate what God shares with you by celebrating that and sharing that with each other. You deserve that. And those in your life deserve that as well. Let us be true disciples, true Christians who believe in this love, yes, that bears all things, endures all things, because it believes in its true meaning and hopes in what comes from it. That will make your life beautiful. That will make your life meaningful, because that will keep your life full of what it deserves. Realizing that love, my dear family, on this day, we also celebrate Grandparents' Day. Don't want to overlook our grandparents. Praise be to God for those of you who are grandparents. Who are grandparents? Raise your hand. Don't be ashamed. You're not that old. Praise God. And even if you are, who cares? Praise be to God who you are for your grandchildren. Praise be to God they have you as their grandparents. And for those of us who are grandchildren, who have our grandparents with our Father in heaven, remember, they keep praying for us there as much as they prayed for us here. But rejoice and be glad and appreciate that beautiful love of togetherness there. And if your grandparents live far away, don't forget, give them a call today. Give them a call. Don't send them a text. Give them a call. Hear their beautiful voice. Let them hear yours. It goes a long way. And remember what they give to you. But when you remember that, don't ever forget how much they give thanks to God for having you. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, with great faith in our Father's love for us, let us ask that he hear the needs we now present.
For the Church, that we may be a model of forgiveness and mercy in a world that shouts out for vengeance and retribution, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For world leaders, that they may temper justice with mercy as they enact and enforce the laws of their land, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our grandparents, living and deceased, in thanksgiving for all the blessings that we have received from them, and for the prominent role they have played in many of our lives, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those seeking forgiveness from those they have wronged, for those who believe that they cannot be forgiven, that they may know God's unconditional and eternal promise of mercy and forgiveness. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
In a special way that God may extend his healing hand upon those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus and bless those who minister to them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Edmundo Saldiva, Ruben Perez, Ricardo Garcia, Katie Marsh, the deceased Olavin family members, Kathy Patterson, and for the special intentions of Father Pete Elizardo, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And now, my dear friends, for all those prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Gracious, loving, and merciful Father, all of this we present to you. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all of this holy church.
Look with favor on our supplications, O Lord, and in your kindness accept these, your servants' offerings, that what each has offered to the honor of your name may serve the salvation of all. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you so love the world, that in your mercy you sent us the Redeemer to live like us in all things but sin, so that you might love in us what you loved in your Son, by whose obedience we have been restored to those gifts of yours that by sinning we had lost in disobedience. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks, as in exaltation we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Dear
family, with faith and hope, let us all now dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the
glory. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity, in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Peace of the Lord be with you always. And just turn to each other and wave a sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ. Communion that you may be able to enter. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you in my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Here in the bread that is broken, here in the cup that is poured, here in the word that is spoken, Jesus Christ is Lord. Here where the poor find their treasure, here where the greatest are the Jesus Christ is Lord.
Let us stand in prayer. May the working of this heavenly gift, O Lord, we pray, take possession of our minds and bodies so that its effects and not our own desires may always prevail in us. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Just a few announcements. Once again, religious ed registration is going on. It's being done online. So please go to cccathedral.com and then just tap on the religious ed little tab in the top, and it'll take you straight to the form. Fill it out, submit it, and it'll shoot an email here at the office. And then you'll be receiving some information, those of you who have registered, about those in confirmation, those in First Communion. And then the other ones will, of course, receive information also via email, how we will do that. Also, for our First Communion candidates from last year, I know we haven't made First Holy Communion yet, but it is coming up. We're going to do that in October, and we're going to kind of separate you throughout the 4 weeks in October. And so please realize that next week's bulletin will have some more information on that, in case you're wondering. So please continue to pray for our little ones. Of course, it's been one obstacle after another for them to receive communion, but they're finally going to be able to do that in October. And good to see so many of you here. Praise God. We're trying to get back into the routine of things, especially worshiping God. We need to. We need Him. And through Him, with Him, and in Him, all things can be well. And so we pray that everything is good with you, your families, and the blessedness of unity is something that you all live in with one another. But before the final blessing, we want to give a blessing to all of our grandparents. And so all of you that are grandparents here and those of you at home, this blessing is for you. And so if you're next to your grandparents, go ahead and just, or next to a grandparent that's related to you, go ahead and just put your hand on their shoulder or something like that, or hold each other's hands if you're a couple that are grandparents. And this blessing is for you. And the rest of us, please pray with me this blessing inaudibly, of course, and that the Lord watch over all those that are so blessed to have grandchildren. Father in heaven, we thank you for the love you pour into our lives. And that love comes to us in so many different ways. This weekend, we celebrate the beauty of the love of our grandparents. Thank you for that love that comes from them to all of us, their grandchildren, and those that are great-grandparents. And we ask that you watch over them in their earthly journey. Continue to watch over them and protect them. And may they always be appreciated for who they are in our lives. And may we make every moment a moment beautiful and love-filled with them and they with us, so that we will always indeed continue to create moments we will hold and cherish in our hearts. As those of us who have our grandparents with you now are always holding in our hearts and never forget, for truly they were moments of love. May you bless all these grandparents who are here, those that are at home, those that are at the hospital, or wherever they may be this day. And may all of us who are grandchildren never fail to visit, to call, and to always let them know how much we love them, for they never fail to show us how much they love us. And in this love, we ask that you bless them always. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, congratulations to our grandparents. Way to go. Thank you for being who you are. And enjoy this wonderful day, and enjoy your grandchildren. And grandchildren, enjoy your grandparents. The Lord be with you. May the blessings of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Thanks be to God. Have a very blessed Sunday, all of you.
I'm Father Peter Lisandro, rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with His love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, a part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.